is nice. Good evening, and welcome to the Village of Carmack's regular meeting on September 16th, 2025. It is 7 o'clock. Respectfully acknowledge that we are meeting on the traditional territory of the Little Sam and Carmack's First Nation. Let's call the meeting to order at 7 o'clock. Motion to adopt the agenda, please. We have a mover.
I'll make a motion to adopt the agenda as presented.
Second.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Good.
There might be one message.
What's the change?
The next council meeting, so everybody from administration going to Whitehorse for the sustainable community forum. October 7th and 8th, so on the 6th, it's again Monday night.
Okay, so that's under.
We could maybe do it. I could do it on my report, right?
What's going on in October?
Okay, we'll let that, we'll let you put that in your report. Okay, moving on. Adoption of minutes. Special council meeting, August 14th, 2025. Motion. Somebody has a mover here.
I'll make the motion. I read I didn't see anything I need to change in. You must commit something.
Councillor Mitchell, seconder.
It's Tara.
Thank you, Tara. All in favor? Passes. 3.2, regular meeting of September 2nd, 2025. We have a mover.
I'll move that we accept the minutes of regular meeting of September 2nd.
Thank you, Councillor Hanson. Do we have a seconder?
Who's second?
Councillor Mitchell. All in favor? Thank you. That passes. Not seeing any delegations, correspondence, fact sheet, what to expect during election period 2025. I actually see in here that you have put correspondence for disaster mitigation adaption flood project. Is that correct? So that should be.
Hello?
5.1 is not a fact sheet.
Is the election?
Okay, Yukon guide for what to expect during a territorial or a federal election period for municipality councillors. For your review. Do you have any questions on the fact sheet for what to expect during a territorial or federal election?
Might affect Corey more than us. Thank you.
Okay.
I'll make a motion to file items not acted upon by resolution.
Thank you, Councillor Wheeler. Do a seconder?
I'll second that.
All in favor? Thank you. Pass. Moving on to council activity reports. Councillor Hanson.
I attended a board meeting, executive meeting, and the board meeting is here on Saturday, and everybody's welcome. It starts at 9, I believe, or 4:30. The rec center is. Yeah.
Thank you.
Good. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilor.
I attended the funeral. Been working in Fairwood and that. Nothing for me.
Okay. Councilor Wheeler.
Nothing council related to report.
Thank you. So, Councilor Mayor.
I don't have anything council related to report. I will be attending the AYC meeting this weekend, but not as a municipal councillor. Instead, I'll be attending as a UConn party delegate.
Thank you, Councilor Mayor.
Look forward to hearing from you.
My report, I've been gone for 3 weeks, so I'd like to thank Dennis and the council here for holding the meetings, and yeah, thank you very much. I had a good trip. I have nothing to report further. Actually, I'd like to add, I would like to thank the community and everybody with the green bin with balanced biogas at the landfill. I heard lots of good things about that. So thank you again to balanced biogas and everybody that took part. On to in CAO report. Matt.
So landfill composting program, you just mentioned it. So we handed out bins last Thursday, and we are today we had a few people coming in and picking up the bins, and we're very excited to participate in the program. We got an update on the scale project. Castle Rock SIG had a site meeting on September 10th, and they are on schedule as far as they told us. Leslie sent points out to him that he can do more or knows more about it. So apparently, once the scale is in there, it's the plan for October 31st. Then we need to train our staff, financial staff on the software. And the installation, curling rock surface, resurfacing, arena still waiting for the paint. So apparently they sent it out at the end of August, so it should be here by now. And today I got permits for the arena boilers, but can probably mention at the same time. Today I got an email from Dave Albersen. Budget plan will come out tomorrow with the electrician and fix the boilers.
Thank you. Thank you.
This time. So we hosted the Rugged Apprentices last week. And they were like an exciting group. So they did paint the porches, the railings. They did half the one wall of the building. And like I heard on Saturday, so we went with one of the couple out like to actually Skankery. I know it was private, but they said apparently they had a meeting the Friday, and we were the best community there. So they told me to host them, show them around. So we went to Five Finger Rapids, we went hiking a few times. So they were really good, appreciated.
Right on. Well,
yes,
thank you.
And so because I just got the email yesterday again, so sorry about that. So we are going, or usually CAO, Finance and Public Works, to a sustainable community forum. Like they talk about asset management and climate change action. And it's scheduled for October 7th and 8th. Unfortunately, our first meeting in October would be on the 7th. So we are asking if we can move it to the 1st of October, to Wednesday.
Yeah.
If that's okay, or I don't know how we do it if no one is here, like to record and the minutes and all this stuff.
Okay.
I got no problem with it.
Anybody else have comments on the dates for the what's the title of this meeting?
A sustainable community forum. And the third year they are providing it, like in the government.
And we have to go to White Horse for this?
Yes.
And is it for invited to all or just a few?
Just for like administration.
Oh, okay.
Yes, but I think I sent an email earlier that Abo sent me for elected officials, like to do an asset management course. Yeah, okay. I think it's only a couple hours or something a day.
For 2 days?
I think, yeah, for 2 days.
So you want to change it from the 7th and 8th to the 1st?
Yes.
Is there...
Do you need a move? I'm not sure.
No, it's...
All right.
No. So the question is if anybody's interested from council to take 2 day course?
Well, this is actually not for council, it's for more staff.
Okay,
yes, but there is a different course for elected officials. I can ask Arvo again.
Okay, yeah, if you could send that over, then we could email that out to the councillors. And yes. Then if any of the councillors are interested in doing that, then we can move on from there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, of course, Councillor Hansen was interested, I think. But...
Okay.
Okay, and so that one meeting would be October 1st?
Yes.
Okay. We'll get you the email from Arbor once the net gets that. So we have the right information. Okay, thank you for that report, Annette. Moving on to recreational port, Chanel Johnny. She just talks about here August to September 2025 annual softball tournament. I attended the softball tournament. It was a great tournament. Lots of teams from all around Yukon. Thanks to the food vendors. Thank you to the rec staff. It was a great experience, even for the young ones getting involved, chasing the balls around. And yeah, very nice. Okay, she's talking about staff coverage and time off. After a very full summer, most of the staff took some much needed holidays. In August, that was important for everybody's well-being after a busy summer. Thank you to the staff at the rec center for the full summer of fun. Facility use and bookings. Bookings are increasing quickly. Gym bookings are very high with regular guests coming in from multiple user groups. Arena and ice preparation. We are prepping the ice. Jarrison and George have been working hard to clean and prep the cement for the floor and improve safety in the rink. I know they were talking about some water stuff happening where they needed some caulking around the edges. And yeah. Thank you, Jarrison and George. They are currently, like Annette said, waiting for the paint. It's good to hear that the boilers are getting fixed. Sounds like they're waiting for some curling rocks to be resurfaced. That'll be super, super good. Ice installation is being scheduled for the September 21st. Is that like a for sure?
I believe so. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Program updates and fall planning. After school program is now started. And soccer nights have been posted and will continue until December. Fall planning is underway for shinny nights, learning to skate, and other cold weather programs. Staffing challenges. We are facing significant staff shortages. I see that there's some job postings out for the rec center. So please share those postings for the rec center. Says here that the positions are either one full-time or two part-times. We've posted a junior staff position. Haven't received any applicants so far. LSCFN has applied for funding to support a second junior role, if approved. Additional changes. One staff member is dealing with ongoing health issue and is currently unavailable to support after-school program. Or much of anything at that isn't a desk. Yeah, this goes on here. General notes, while August provided some time of to regroup and reset, we are now entering a very busy fall season. Yes, they are. The team continues to do their best under tight staffing. We continue to monitor our resources and adjust as needed. Thank you to the rec staff and Chanel for that. Looking ahead, says September. I know we're halfway through. There's some Whitehorse trips, social hour programming, and a Dawson City trip. So yeah, sign up. It sounds fun. That's it. Says that they've also applied for some active Yukon after school grants. YDAP funding has already been approved between the two funding sources. We hope to continue offering an after school program at no cost to families, depending on how far the funding can stretch. Says they're currently exploring funding opportunities to support much needed upgrades to the recreation facilities. Several areas have been identified as priority for improvement. Sounds like there's a new water fountain that's in that funding that they're looking for, and some ceiling repairs and some interior paint issues. Just a big difference in both overall comfort and appearance. Well, it's a busy place and things get used. Thank you, Chanel. Moving on. If anybody has any questions for Chanel, you can just reach out to Annette and she can pass that on. CarMax Fire Department report. Acting Chief Dennis Mitchell, did you want to talk on your report?
Fairly keeping steady, but yeah, there's something I'll say, but it would have to be in camera. I'm not going to say it if there isn't in camera. But no, the group has stepped up. We've had a couple of hard accidents, so no, other than that, but it's back in Blake's hands now, and glad to see Blake back. And wow, tomorrow night we have.
Big night tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow night's gonna be busy. I hope I can make it back in time.
You
Oh,
have Fire Marshal's office coming down.
yeah.
You have some other
Fire departments.
fire departments coming down to
They're gonna
do.
do some live burning and get some real training in. So,
Very
good
cool.
busy day tomorrow.
Very cool.
What are
Yeah.
you gonna burn?
We don't know. They're bringing it.
Oh, I
Yeah,
see.
the Fire
Okay.
Marshal's office always surprises us. I hope they
Okay.
bring that building. Oh, that's a good thing.
That's a great Dennis. It's
Oh, yeah. Any word on it yet?
They ordered the parts, as far as I know. Yes, but nothing else.
Yeah. Oh, shut up.
Yeah, thank you to CarMax Fire and all that they do. I know it's not an easy task when you're getting called out to some of these calls, but I'd like to thank your team and yeah, and thank you, Dennis, for stepping in for Blake while he was gone, and welcome back, Fire Chief Blake Vandekamp.
Yes.
Okay. Association of Yukon Communities, Councillor Wheeler.
Nothing really except this board meeting at the rec center Saturday. And I think the administrators forum is on the Friday.
Yes.
Thank you, Councillor Wheeler. Okay, bylaws. Bylaw 320-25, appointment of interim CAO. This would be for third reading. Under Section 183 of the Municipal Act. chapter 154. The council of Village of Carmax must establish the position of chief administrative officer or appoint the person to that position. Okay, where is council of the municipality deems it proper to expedite to an appoint interim chief CAO? Now, therefore, the council of the Village of Carmax is open meeting assembled hereby enacts the following. This bylaw may be cited as chief administrative. Okay. So this is for Annette?
Pardon me.
Okay. Sorry, I don't see
for four.
Okay, four.
Yeah, number four.
Okay, so the council of the Village of Carmack appoints Parminder Singh as the interim chief administrative officer for the Village of Carmack. Do we have a mover for third reading for interim CAO Parminder Singh?
I'll move.
Do we have a second?
I'll second. It's Tara.
Thank you, Councillor Wheeler. All in favor? That passes.
Wasn't there supposed to be something in there about the ending of the appointment?
Probably just until it is filled or something like that.
Oh, until it is. But we checked the other bylaw that we did back in December. So it all said the same.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know Corey had mentioned that it should have
yes,
termination.
We need to discuss the other part in camera.
Okay.
We can still, I think. No, now we have something.
Okay, well, let's move on. Question period from the gallery.
Yeah, I'm doing unfinished.
Oh, thank you, Councillor Hansen.
Welcome.
New and unfinished business, 8.1, LSCFN Executive Director Kelly Skookum. This is regarding a joint council meeting for the date of October 22nd, 2025. Does that date work for everybody?
We're hosting this time?
I believe so, yes.
I think they're hosting. We hosted last time.
No, I...
We were at the fire hall.
Oh, we were at the fire hall last night. Okay, well, we'll confirm that, but thank you, Councillor Wheeler.
No.
Good memory.
Steak sandwiches.
Yes, I did.
Okay, so
that's why I remembered, because of the steak sandwiches.
Oh. We're just clarifying it. So October 22nd, 2025 is a good date for everybody.
Yeah, this is fire practice, so good for us.
Okay. That should be good. If you want to respond with that to the Executive Director, Kelly Speaker. Thank you.
Oh, what time?
It's you six. Yeah, usually around 6 o'clock.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. We'll send out an email.
And a text.
Oh, yeah, or... We can information package delivered to you there, Councilor.
No, Storm, I should be able to make it.
Excuse me? Mayor LeChance?
Yeah, go ahead.
I won't be at the joint council meeting because I expect to be on leave of absence then at that time. But maybe we could circulate agenda items.
Yeah, sure. Did you have something on mind?
The flood mitigation project, I guess it's called.
It's I'm not sure. the federal funding grant application, I guess it would be for yeah. Flood mitigation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah.
And maybe if we could update them on the success of the pool this year, because we should be,
yeah.
I think, billing for half of the O&M costs now. So.
And maybe something on the green bins as well, on how that might look.
Yeah.
Anything else, Councillor Wheeler? Do you have anything? Councillor Mitchell?
Just thinking of the sewer lagoon, but that's something else, so leave that one alone.
So that would be the sewer lagoon or it can be put on there. It can always be adjusted.
Just wondering where it's at, like, how it's.
Okay. Councillor Hanson.
We could touch base on animal control and see how it's working for the First Nation.
It's a great idea.
Really good idea.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, we could circulate an email if you want to respond to that. We'll just get that kind of those points put on there. And if you have any other suggestions that we can add, we can kind of talk into the email format.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Mayor, for reminding me about that. Okay, question period from the gallery. Just check online here. You seeing any? Not seeing any. Not seeing any in camera.
Do we need an in-camera session?
No, if you just if there's a question.
To discuss like the wages for CEO, or do we just think that's what we did last time? To
Don't see anything on there, did you?
it.
Did you need to have a
I'm actually like I wasn't part of it last time, so but I asked Brent and he said you talked about it in the camera.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Motion to adjourn.
Promotion camera? Okay.
Okay.
So